Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google now allows third-party developers to submit Android Auto apps in the navigation, parking, and charging categories to the Play Store. The company initially announced plans to expand the apps available in Android Auto back in August, previously only allowing third parties to submit messaging and media apps. The Entertainment Software Association announced an all-virtual E3 2021 will take place June 12th through the 15th, with early commitments from Nintendo, Microsoft, Capcom, Konami, Ubisoft, Take-Two Interactive, Warner Bros. Games, and Koch Media to present at the show. The ESA is targeting an in-person E3 in Los Angeles in 2022. TikTok added automatically generated captions to videos with initial support for English and Japanese. Captions need to be enabled by creators and can be edited after being generated. Clubhouse rolled out Payments, its first monetization feature, now letting all users send payments, with receiving payments initially in testing with a smaller group. Payments are processed with Stripe, which charges a small card processing fee, but Clubhouse does not take a percentage of payments sent. Back in November, Google announced that workspace files, like Docs and Sheets, would count against a user's storage cap as of June 1st. Google has now delayed this until February 1st, 2022, with documents previously saved and unmodified before that date not counting against a cap. Fortnite now supports streaming gameplay to friends through the social video app House Party, supporting streams on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and PC. Epic Games owns House Party, and this builds on an existing integration that used House Party to offer live video chat in the game. Amazon added support for Zoom and its own Chime video call service to the Echo Show 10 smart display, joining existing support for Alexa calling and Skype. Users can use the display's voice assistant to join meetings automatically if a calendar entry includes the meeting code and password, or these can be manually entered on the device. A recent filing with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office disclosed that Google acquired the 3D audio startup Dysonics, with Protocol reporting staffers joining Google several months ago to work on audio hardware. Dysonics held IP related to tracking binaural sound and has developed motion tracking headphones, as well as 3D audio authoring software for VR content creators. The analysts at eMarketer report that in 2020, in-store mobile payment usage grew 29% in the U.S. to 92.3 million consumers using it at least once over a six-month period. The firm estimates that this will grow 10% in 2021 and predicts half of all smartphone users will use mobile payments by 2025. The Oculus Rift S is now out of stock on the Oculus Store and on Amazon, with Facebook saying, as channels sell out of stock, they won't be replenished moving forward. Facebook confirmed back in September that it would not develop PC-only headsets going forward, with the Oculus Quest 2 able to operate as a standalone device or with a PC through the Oculus Link. 9to5Mac reports that the beta for tvOS 14.5 includes references for 120Hz support in code. This doesn't appear to be something that can be added to current Apple TV hardware, which uses HDMI 2.0, limited to 4K at 60Hz, but could point to a future hardware release. Sony announced LED TVs with its cognitive processor XR that can contextually enhance part of an image, a feature previously limited to its OLED TVs. The X90J is available in 50, 55, and 65-inch models, starting at $1,299. Will.i.am and Honeywell announced the Zupermask, a $299 face mask going on sale in the US and Europe on April 8th. It includes dual variable speed fans and HEPA filters, wireless earphones with active noise cancellation, and LED lights. And finally, Yahoo Answers will shut down on May 4th, with posting new questions disabled on April 20th. Users have until June 30th to request data, although Yahoo clarifies that you won't be able to download other users' content, questions, or answers. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.